This is a David Rowland,
one of the Agriculture and Natural Resource Agents from the Hays State Research and Extension Wildcat District, serving Crawford, Labette, Montgomery, and Wilson counties with your Hays State Research and Extension report. If you are looking into what type of animals you could raise if you have a limited amount of acres, you may have considered raising rabbits, or more specifically, meat rabbits as an option. Raising rabbits is fairly easy and the cost to start raising them is relatively low. If you are considering raising meat rabbits, you will first want to determine your goals. Will you be raising rabbits only for your family's consumption, or do you also want to sell rabbits? How many rabbits will you be able to care for, and how many litters do you want to have a year? After you have determined the goals and answered these questions, and are ready to buy rabbits, you will need to know what characteristics determine a good rabbit and which breed of rabbit you will want to raise. There are three main characteristics to consider when determining if the rabbit has good conformation and will fit your needs. First, they need to grow quickly and efficiently. Second, they need to be good mothers. Third, and lastly, they need to have a good meat-to-bone ratio and grow to the ideal size. Typically, rabbits raised for meat should weigh between 9 and 12 pounds, one grown. The two breeds most commonly raised for meat production are the Californian and the New Zealand White. However, there are many other breeds of rabbits that can be raised for meat as well. When figuring out what type of hutch to have for your rabbits, make sure you will be able to clean the hutch easily and that the hutch can be placed in an area where it will be out of direct sunlight in the summer to stay cooler, but also out of the direct wind to stay warmer during the winter. If you are building your own hutch, it is important to note that when constructing your growing cages, be sure the holes in the wire covering the floor are not too large, as the baby's rabbit's feet may fall through and become stuck or even broken if the holes in the wire are too large. The ideal wire to use would be 1/2-inch mesh, 19-gauge galvanized hardware cloth. Once you have the type of rabbit you are going to raise and where you will house the rabbit figured out, the next step is to decide what you will feed your rabbits. Feeding rabbits can be very cost-effective or expensive depending on what you choose to feed your rabbits. In addition to feeding rabbits a commercial rabbit feed, you can also feed adult rabbits certain vegetables and fruit. Some fruit and vegetables you can feed adult rabbits include carrots, apples, beets, turnips, lettuce leaves, and potato peelings. From the Hays State Research and Extension Wildcat District, this has been a David with your Hays State Research and Extension